There was this violent thunderstorm and about 18 hours followed without electricity. Well, fortunately, my wife's never without candles, so we had a nice candlelit dinner at home. I read the newspaper by flashlight. We easily survived without our television. We even played a board game by candlelight. But there sure was no electric power in the house. Not after that huge lightning bolt found its target in our yard. The transformer that sets on a telephone pole not far from our house. My wife saw it, and apparently it was a pretty impressive hit. But there's no way you're going to have power when the transformer's down. It's what brings all that power and those wires down to where we can use it to run our house. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about when your transformer's out. Now, it could be that the power's been out where you live. I mean, in your life. You're facing some issues that just can't seem to be resolved. Some problems that are defying solution. Some mountains that just aren't moving, that just aren't getting answered. Maybe there's an overload that is absolutely overwhelming you. Could be in your family or at church or at work or in your personal life. There just doesn't seem to be anything powerful enough to meet the need to handle these demands. Well, maybe the transformer's down. For those of us who belong to Jesus Christ, there's something called prayer that brings all the power of God Himself down to where we can use it to change our everyday lives. Prayer is your spiritual transformer, and it's possible that it's gotten lost in the storm that you've been going through. There's a vivid picture of both powerlessness and power in our word for today for the Word of God. In Mark 5, beginning in verse 24, the Bible says, "A large crowd followed and pressed around Jesus, and a woman was there who'd been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse." Now, this woman has tried all the earth solutions she can think of, but the need was just much too great for anyone on earth to meet. She'd thrown money at the problem, nothing happened. She went to all the human experts, nothing happened. But as the Bible continues, it says, "When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched the cloak, because she thought, 'If I just touch his clothes, I'll be healed.' Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering." Now only one thing brought a solution. Desperately lunging for Jesus, believing that his authority and power were greater than her massive need. Well, that's going to be the only place you find a solution to. By getting back to the one weapon that can prevail in your battle, coming in desperate faith to your all-powerful Lord, waging war with prayer. Maybe you've been scurrying around trying everything to find a solution, except fervent, frequent, faith-filled praying. You don't need a planning meeting. You need a prayer meeting. You don't need a program. You need to pray. You don't need a fundraising strategy or a new methodology or a human expert, although God might use that. You need to pray as you've never prayed before, believing God for something so big, only He could do it. You've been so overwhelmed with your situation, maybe, that you've neglected the only power source that can possibly change things, releasing the power of Almighty God through intense and intensive prayer. The storm isn't the reason you don't have the power you need. It's the transformer of prayer that brings God's power to where you live. Get your transformer back online, and you'll have all the power you need.
That's today's A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. For a copy of these daily devotionals and to check out other resources from Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, visit our website, hutchcraft.com. If you enjoyed our Christmas-themed booklet, Born to Rescue, and found it useful in reaching your friends for Jesus, then you'll want our new Easter booklet, 72 Hours That Rocked the World. These short booklets are ideal for handing out this resurrection season. To purchase a copy of the booklet, 72 Hours That Rocked the World, go to hutchcraft.com/store. That's hutchcraft.com/store. A Word With You is a presentation of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.